Welcome to the Gabriel Method Seminar Archives. This program contains a collection of recordings, interviews, and public talks given by John Gabriel about the Gabriel Method, the diet-free way to totally transform your body. Since many of these talks were recorded live, there are moments when the recording quality is less than perfect. We appreciate your understanding.
The one thing that kind of put it all together for me is after I really understood, okay, what's happening in the body that causes it to gain weight and what's happening when the body wants to lose weight, just the mechanics of it, I really asked myself the question, what's the purpose of fat? You know, why do we have fat at all? Because we don't need fat. There's no need for fat in our lives. Why do we have it? So I looked in this direction, and the answer really is that even though we don't need fat now, we needed fat for survival reasons thousands of years ago. You know, when we all lived nomadic lifestyles, when we didn't live in a controlled environment, we lived in a nomadic lifestyle where we didn't know when our next food, meal was. And if there was a famine, you know, locusts came and swarmed or whatever, if there was a famine, then you needed extra fat on you to survive that famine. And those people that didn't have that extra weight, they wouldn't survive. And so what happens is when you're in a famine, this is what I learned, because what I started doing is I stopped studying obesity and I started studying starvation. And I became an expert in starvation. I learned all the chemistry that happens in starvation. And when you're in a famine, when you're having starvation, certain chemistry happens in your body. Certain chemical changes happen. Cortisol levels go up. You develop insulin resistance. A couple other things happen. These things that happen, what they do is they're a signal to your body that you're in a time of famine, and your body activates what I call the fat programs. And fat is just my acronym for famine and temperature. Just fat, F-A-T, famine and temperature. That times of famine and times of cold weather are times when you need fat and are times when your body activates these fat programs. Now, when your body activates these fat programs, a whole bunch of things happen that really force you to gain weight if there's food available. One of them is you become insatiably hungry. You see, if the fat programs aren't on and you eat something, all of a sudden, you know, you'll have a couple of bites or have a little bit and you're not hungry anymore. And you see people like that, you know, these naturally thin people. They're eating an ice cream sundae, you know, something you would die for, right? And they take two bites or three bites and they start talking. You know, they put the, you know what I mean? And they're talking to you and you're just like going like this. So if I had that, I would just be chowing that thing down. And you just, you know what I mean? They're just, you know, or they have a couple of bites of a pizza, you know, and they just leave the pizza. That's because that those fat programs are on, and so it's shutting off. Their satiety mechanism is kicking in. You're getting a message that that's enough for now. I don't need it because I'm not in famine mode. But when your fat programs are on, that satiety mechanism doesn't kick in. And you keep eating and eating until what finally signals you to stop eating is that you can't fit any more food in your stomach. And I know that feeling very well, you know, because it used to be every meal that I had, I didn't stop until I was just going like this, you know, because that's when the satiety mechanism kicks in. You also, what happens is you have sugar receptors in your tongue that register sweetness. They become dulled when the fat programs are on. So you lose your sensitivity for sweet foods. See, now for me, like if I eat too many sweet foods, I don't like the taste of it. Apples taste really sweet to me. Used to be it would have to be chocolate or ice cream that tasted sweet for me. So when the fat programs are on, you don't taste sweet as well. So you have a higher craving for sweet. And it's not, you know, if you take a rat and you activate their fat programs, they've done tests with this. And you give them a choice between sweet water and regular water, then they'll choose the sweet water. If you give them a choice between high-fat food and the regular diet, they'll choose the high-fat food. Whereas rats that don't have this, are just choosing the regular water and the regular diet. So these are some of the things that happen. Another thing that happens is that a signal goes to your thyroid to slow down your metabolism. So a lot of people say to me, well, I have a slow, my doctor says I have a slow thyroid. Can I lose weight? And when the doctor's looking at your thyroid and he says, your thyroid's slow, that's true. It is slow. But he's not looking at the whole puzzle. He's looking at one piece of the puzzle. And yeah, at that level, your thyroid's slow. But what's causing it to be slow is these fat programs. So your metabolism slows down. And this makes sense for survival reasons. If you're in a famine, you've got to slow your metabolism down. And you've got to be hungry because you don't know when your next meal's going to come. And you've got to be hungry for the fat and for the most fattening foods. So when if there is food, you eat and eat and eat. And you stay slow.
Just to give you another example of something, what I did is I listed all the things that can activate the starvation response, which I call the FAT programs. And FAT is an acronym for famine and temperature. Because in famines and cold temperature, you have a certain chemistry in your body that's, again, the same as the metabolic syndrome that causes your body to gain weight. Some of the examples of things that can activate the FAT programs are dieting is a perfect example. Because dieting, you're creating a famine in your body. So you'll lose weight in the short term, but your body will say, you know what? We need to gain that weight back plus an extra 10 pounds because there's a famine out there and we need to be safe for the next famine. So you're shifting your set point toward heavier and making your body want to be fatter, even though you're losing weight. Now, there's another type of famine that I call nutritional famine. And it causes the same type of chemistry. Now, nutritional famine is when you're eating to your heart's content, but you're not getting the specific nutrients that your body needs. Mm-hmm. Either because there's not proper nutrients in the food, or because you can't digest and assimilate your nutrients properly. So if you're in a nutritional famine, you're also causing the same chemistry that activates the FAT programs. So what I say to do is, whatever you're eating now, start with where you are and add the foods your body's starving for. And the types of foods your body's starving for that I've discovered are, for example, omega-3 fatty acids, protein, and live food, foods that have live chlorophyll, that have life force vitality, and also that are uncorrupted in any way and unprocessed. Omega-3 fatty acids particularly, according to Dr. Ron Rosedale from the Rosedale Diet, who I think is a really brilliant researcher, the omega-3s are a very permeable fat, and if you eat them every day, if you eat a lot of omega-3s in your diet every day for 6 months, all the cells in your body get covered with a more permeable fat that allows for more proper communication between the hormones and the neurotransmitters with your body's cell.
Another type of stress that will activate your fat programs is chronic exposure to cold weather.
I'm from Canada originally, so there you go.
And they did a study, and I love this study because it was so broad. They did a study over I don't know how many years with 40,000 people in England, and what they found is that children that were born during winter time in England were much more likely to develop insulin resistance. As an adult. And they couldn't explain that. And insulin resistance is part of what happens when you have the fat programs on. If you were in a famine, you'd have insulin resistance. But if you have insulin resistance and there's no famine, your insulin levels go up and your body goes into fat storage mode. So the reason that was is because they were being born into cold weather, and it was being communicated to them that they're living in a cold place and that they need to be predisposed to activating the fat programs. So that's sort of what happened to you. But it doesn't mean that there's nothing you can do about it.
So, and I know you said you went to doctors, and they would say, oh, you know, you're just eating too much or something like that. Or what would they say?
Well, John, you know, I did everything. And yeah. To me, one of the most freeing things of what's happened to me, because I have a real thing about truth and the justice, is that I can stand up there and say, I was not what I ate, and I knew I wasn't what I ate, and it's just amazing to me, because they don't believe you. You know, you've got to exercise more, you've got to eat less, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. And deep in my heart, I knew that wasn't it at all.
Yeah. And I just remember. I just remember with me, you know, you go into a doctor, and you know, he'd just say, "What's Steve less?" And I know I wasn't exactly like you, Helen, because there were times when I really did eat a lot. But there were other times where I was really trying to diet. But what would happen, even with the diets, I wasn't losing weight either. So, you know,
With my diabetes, I had to, you know, be careful. And I mean, I did eat a good diet, but, you know, they just look at me. I mean, I'd hate to tell everybody how many tears I'd cried in doctor's surgeries, and it was really just for that thing of not being believed. And I knew, but and then I had one doctor wanted to prescribe me a drug, and I said, "Well, what will this do?" And they said, "Well, it'll go to your brain and suppress your appetite." And I said, "Well, you're not listening to me. I don't get hungry."
Right.
But it was always looking for something that, you know, because I wasn't doing it right. You know, it was always that I wasn't doing it right.
Right. I was just saying, I think it's, you know, it's kind of inconceivable to most people that you can gain weight and keep weight on without eating anything. But I have to tell you, I've heard from so many people that say, "I'm eating nothing. I'm eating practically nothing, and I can't lose weight."
Wasn't that part of your story? You were in the hospital and you were on an IV and gained weight.
I did, Kelly. I had major surgery.
Yeah.
And I actually left the hospital heavier than when I went in there. And people sort of just shook their head. But that wasn't any consolation to me.
Yeah. What people don't realize is, you know, when these fat programs are on, that I talk about in the book, which are basically a survival program that's designed to keep fat on you as protection from famines. These are ancient survival programs that we inherited. When these fat programs are on, your body goes into a kind of fat storage mode where it loses the ability to burn fat. And most people go on a diet and they think it's all calories in, calories out, and nobody even bothers to ask the question, "Do I even have the ability to burn fat at all?" And when these fat programs are on, the answer is no, not really. Because what happens is your body loses its sensitivity to insulin, which you clearly had because you had type 2 diabetes. And type 2 diabetes is a very, very severe case of insulin resistance. Your body stops listening to the hormone insulin. And because your body stops listening to the hormone insulin, your insulin levels actually elevate. And insulin is the fat storage hormone. So when your insulin levels are elevated, insulin stops your body from burning fat. It actually won't let your body produce or secrete the hormones that burn fat. So you lose the ability to burn fat. And so people just assume, if I eat less, I'm going to lose weight. But if your insulin levels are elevated, you've lost the ability to burn fat, at least efficiently. Mm-hmm. And so that's why people can eat almost nothing and still lose weight. But the fact that you were eating nothing in the hospital, you were on IV and you were gaining weight, that's pretty incredible. I mean, that is really...
I know it was. But, John, I don't, you know, the other day I was driving home, and because I often think, and I think the fat programs are a real issue and that we've got to look at it and what's the way to turn it off. And I think mine had possibly been on all my life to protect me through all the abuse and everything that I went through. But I was thinking, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I'll share it with everybody. I thought maybe my fat switch were turned off once in my life, and that was when I fell in love and I felt safe and everything else, and I lost weight. Okay. And I looked at it and think, how many people out there, when they fall in love, that lose a bit of weight? And I thought, well, maybe my fat program's turned off at that point because I was feeling safer. And I really think that it's got to do with the body, you know, wanting to protect you and feeling safer. But, I mean, they obviously turned back on again.
So then, tell me what happened. Tell me what happened with you, where you had this sort of realization, and then what happened? Like you told me that you were reading the chapter on emotional obesity. And
yeah, well, Well, what happened, I read the book and I couldn't wait to listen to the tape. And so after the three attempts of falling asleep before the shoulders, I did it in the morning and I heard it all the way through, and I might have shared it got to the point to let go of the past. And I mean, I thought I'd done all of that. Yes, I've had a very, very abusive and hurtful life, but I'm fine and everything else. But I really felt I'd never held on to it. I didn't have any anger or grudge to the abusers or whatever else. There was no point. But what I think I was holding on to and what I lost, and then when I read the book and I saw it again and I'd actually already highlighted it, that my initial weight loss was that I let go of all the pain that was in my body. My body, I think, was full of pain.
Okay.
And I listened to the tape and I let go of the past. And when I did that, obviously it's a subconscious level, and I think that's really, really important.
This program, in its entirety, is owned by the Gabriel Method Pty Limited and is protected under international copyright law. Kindly do not reproduce, copy, or use these contents for anything other than personal use without written permission.